Some South Jersey residents are suing a major paint company. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez explains, they claim that years of contamination have caused a cancer cluster in Camden County.
From 1930 to 1978, the paint company Sherwin-Williams operated three manufacturing facilities in Gibbsboro. That's a two-square-mile town of about 2,000 people, just a short drive from Philly. Among the plaintiffs are two young girls who've been diagnosed with cancer and a woman who exercised near the plants and claims the contamination caused her kidney disease. Attorney Craig Mitnick, who filed the lawsuit, suspects there are even more alleged victims.
Each time I speak to someone, it's mind-boggling because I hear someone else has cancer or someone else's child has cancer.
A spokesman for Sherwin-Williams says the company just received the lawsuit and declined to comment. Before Sherwin-Williams bought the three facilities in Gibbsboro, they had been operated by another paint company since the mid-1850s. The lawsuit chronicles a laundry list of contamination at the sites in recent decades. On several occasions, state regulators found elevated levels of certain cancer-causing substances like lead and arsenic in groundwater and sediment. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency deemed all three locations Superfund sites and is working with Sherwin-Williams on plans to clean them up. But attorney Craig Mitnick says the damage is already done.
A Fortune 500 company should have done what they should have done way back when, once they found out about this contamination.
Mitnick says there has been no scientific study to show a link between the contamination and the illnesses suffered by Gibbsboro residents, but he vows to hire investigators to do so in the coming months. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.